Changing pace. I do not know what's been preached, and I ask God to let one thing be said. And the pastor said it. I know why you said what you said, brother. I want confirmation from the Lord. Very, very, very... I'll not apologize for what the word is. You know, I'm tired of being called a mean-spirited preacher. I'm going to ask you a question right now before this whole congregation. If I was to tell you in this very pulpit, and I know it's God's pulpit, but He's placed you as the under-shepherd here. If I was to come in and tell you I like to tickle the ears of the people, what would be your response to me? Please be honest. You old mean-spirited preacher.
Come on.
That's a preacher that ain't scared to tell what the Bible warns us about in the last days.
Yeah.
They'll heap unto themselves teachers, not preachers, teachers having itching ears, not wanting to hear the truth anymore. And tonight this message is very serious. And I didn't come to hurt anybody. I want to help you. Amen, by the word of God, and I expected to hear that. Anytime you say the book of James, eyeballs get like this, and people start doing like this, and they start doing like this, then you're the very one it's for tonight. It's for every one of us listening to the word of God tonight. James chapter number 2, verse number 14. Once you get there, I want you to say amen real loud.
Amen.
Are you ready? Please pray for me. We're having some problems, and if I have to take a moment, just you bear with me. My heart rate gets at the rest. It gets down to 31, and I get real tired. And right now, I feel like I could go to sleep. So you just pray, good Lord, speed our heart up and give me energy. I mean, I'm just at motivated. It gets about 47, so that's pretty low, and I need your prayer tonight. I've really not did anything to wear myself out. It's just, I guess when your heart beats that slow, you get tired. I don't know. That's all right. All I need. All I need is that rushing wind. Hey! All I need is that touch. All I need to do is respond to His ability and everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Verse number 14. What doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man may say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? In other words, how in God's name is with God's people, as a man of God, as men of God, as pastors, preachers, church people, how can we see somebody's need and know what they need, tell them what they need, but don't offer them what they need? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. I know that's a dirty four-letter word in our church age this day and time. You're not saved by your works, but you are saved to work.
Amen.
Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest, key verse, this one, and verse number, 24. That's the key verses tonight, verse number 19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But what thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. And without faith, by the way, it is impossible to please God. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God and it was imputed. Hallelujah. It was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. But what a compliment right there.
Amen.
Ye see then, pay very close attention, verse number 19, verse number 24. Ye see then how that not by works is a man justified, or I'm sorry, ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Let me read that one more time. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so then faith without works is dead. I wonder why the church is dead. Pastor, if you would, bless the ring of the word.
Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, tonight now that you would just come down and I pray that you touch my brother.
Father, Lord, Lord, not being selfish tonight, but speak my heart up. Lord, help me, God. Give me strength. Father, Lord, it ain't about me. It ain't about them. God, help me not to see anybody tonight. Oh, but Father, rest me in the palm of your hand. God, put words in my mouth, Lord, that we may give you glory tonight.
God, that's lost, backslid, unconcerned, unfaithful. Lord, without you, I ask God that find a way to an old fashioned auto rebuild. In Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at verse number 24 once again. You see then how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. If believing, and we go back, verse number 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. We're living in a day and time where everybody is Christians. We're living in a day and time everybody goes to church. Everybody believes in God. Hey, let me say something to you tonight. The devils believe in God, but they ain't going to heaven.
That's right.
I want to preach a message to you tonight God's given me for this night. You say you believe, but are you a Christian? You say that you believe, but are you a Christian? Now listen, we find there that I believe it was King Agrippa said that he believed, but he was not a Christian. The devil, the demons in hell, they believe. Hey, and they even fear God enough to tremble. Some of us, we can dare sit in the house of God, say that we believe and say that we're Christians, yet we'll live like the devils of hell and never tremble. The Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a fearful thing. You say tonight you believe, but are you a Christian? Now the devils believe, verse number 19, and you've got to understand that if it was just by faith alone, if it was just by belief alone that we were justified, then the demons of hell are justified. Not so.
Amen.
Not by works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift from God.
Amen.
No, God doesn't. Listen, you cannot be good enough. You cannot carry enough of Bibles. You can't do enough works to get into heaven, friend. It's by the blood. It's by the blood. It's by your response to His abilities. You can't get there without Him. You say you believe, but are you a Christian? Can I put it to you this way tonight? I just want to just be plain, and then we're going to get into the message. And I'm just waiting on the Lord to speak my heart up. And listen, you can't be a Christian without believing. You can't be a Christian you can't be a Christian without believing, but you can believe and not be a Christian. Preacher, I don't believe that. He said, believe upon that. I'm fixing to go to Romans 10. Believe upon that. Hey, but there's something that comes with that faith. Believe, then you put faith to work and show that you've got it. If believe, listen, if you can, you must believe to be saved, but you can believe and not be saved. I believe there's some here tonight, you say you believe, but I doubt very seriously that you're a Christian. This scripture is very serious. See thou, but wilt thou know, O vain man? Foolish. It is foolish to think, well, I believe in God, so therefore I'm going to heaven. No, it's more than just believing. Once you believe and God saves you, then you have faith in Him and you issue that faith and then you work for God.
Amen.
There ain't a person in here can tell me when you were lost, you did not work and do the deeds of your Father. 100% did I. We get saved and we believe. And boy, it can't, hey, the preacher preached. The singers are saying, tell us what the Word says, and we still sit on our rump of do nothing and do nothing. Faith without works is dead. In other words, if you ain't a working, you ain't saved.
That's right.
The Word of God. The devil don't like stuff like this. He said, preach away now. We was just, hey, you said obey the Lord. You say you believe, but are you a Christian? I'm going to show you in the scripture, number one, the word believer is only in the scripture twice. And I'll show you when they were called believers, the moment they were called believers, they showed forth their works. Can I give you an illustration? I believe in a Mustang Cobra, but that don't make me a Mustang Cobra. I can get out in my driveway and say I'm a Corvette. That don't make me a Corvette. Hey, let me go. Can I just say one more? Oh, God help me. My heart, I'm feeling so spacious butter now. Amen. She's about to catch up right there. About like one of them old Model A's that's sparking up, but then it gets you going real good. She's about there, brother. Keep praying for me. Friend, I'm going to tell you right now. Are we living in a day and time people say they believe? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. They say they believe in God. They want all of God's blessings. But they don't want to obey God. They want God to bless them. God ain't going to bless no mess. Hey, you might be a believer, but are you a Christian tonight? This is serious business. Time is running out. Hell is a real place. There will be believers in hell. There's not an atheist one in hell. They believe now. They believe in God now. Now are they getting to heaven? Every person in hell today believes. They're not getting to heaven. Faith. Without it, it's impossible. I don't want to offend anybody, but if it does, take it up with the Lord. I love that old King James version of the Bible. There ain't nothing like it. Hey, they want to take the ETH off of these words. Do you know that means continually? Don't take that out. Hey, but listen, can I just preach a little bit? Hey, those of you believers, now watch, I'm going to show you in a minute the difference between a believer and a Christian. Amen. Amen. Listen, there's things I believe, there's a lot of things I don't know. But I know when God saved me, I still believe on an old-fashioned altar that the old-timey Word of God, when the old-timey preacher was preaching, hey, he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hey, you might come as you are, but you won't leave like you came. And I'll go ahead one step further and say this. I'm proud to be Free Will Baptist. But you hear me and you hear me. You hear God good tonight. If what they believe does not line up with the Word of God, I do not believe it. You hear me? And I'll go ahead one step further and say this. They can come down crying the crocodile tears. If they go back out in the world, right when they get up, they didn't backslide. They never got saved. Saying you're going to be perfect. Oh, well, let's get back to the King James Version. I'm going to tell you what a believer will do.
Oh, bless God, we King James Version. Amen. I believe in that King James Version. Amen. What good does it do you to say you're King James only when you don't want to go by the King James Version? If you don't want to live by the King James Version, get your NIV. Get your American Standard. Don't say you're a Christian. Don't say, hey. Don't say you love the King James Version. And you don't want to go by. They don't want to go by. Because it's too strict, this thing. And, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God help me tonight. That I might help you realize the difference between a believer and a Christian. You're not going to go, well, I believe in God. Oh, I'm sorry, that don't mean you're going to heaven. Well, I believe that Christ is the Son of God. Well, I'm sorry, that don't get you to heaven. Oh, some of y'all ain't liking this. But that's all right. It's okay. My church don't like it sometimes either. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something right now, friend. When it gets down to where the rubber meets the road, can I tell you there's coming a day of separation. How the Bible said He's going to put the sheep on the right and He's going to put the goat on the left. He's going to put the good fish on the right and He's going to put the goat out the bad fish on the left. You know what He's doing? He's separating believers and Christians. I heard a preacher preach not too long ago, quit being a Christian. I agree with him 100%. We need to start being followers of Christ. Half of this world out there cursing with vulgar mouths, a beer turned up, is social drinking, thinking they can do anything they want to do. Well, look you dead in your eyes and say, I'm a Christian. Oh, oh, praise! Oh, the Lamb of God! Hey, fornication's still sin. Adultery's still sin. Gossip is still sin. Backbiting is still sin. Hey, what the Word of God says sin, it's sin! Say amen right there, brother. He said there the devil believe also and tremble. At least the devils tremble. Man of God, you get in the pulpit, preach on hell and you act like it don't bother you. I preached a message not too long ago and you can't live that way. The Bible tells us who will not get into heaven and tells us who will get in. I don't care who they are. I don't care how many parenthesis letters they got in front of or after their name. I'll tell you right now, the Bible says, nor thief, nor covetous, nor effeminate, hey, nor abusers of the self of mankind, nor drunkard, nor extortioner, nor fornicator, nor adult, they will not get in.
That's right.
Amen. That's the word. Amen.
And a preacher friend near my house, the other day on Facebook, she put on there, she agrees that the homosexuals don't have rights. We just might as well throw in the towel and give them what they want because we're fighting a losing battle. What? Trying to fight my wife? But it ain't, and I know it wouldn't be. Hallelujah. Because she believes in the King James Version. She lives King James Version. Amen. Hallelujah right there. Go ahead and say hallelujah. It's alright. Hey, some people get scared. You say, all it means is praise the Lord. So you want to say hallelujah? You want to say praise the Lord? It don't mind me. Hey, he said there, everything has breath. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. But faith without works is dead. Preachers,
You look around at your church pastors. Oh, dear God in heaven, help me. You look around the churches. How you see that one that's a dying? How you see that one? How they ain't growing? How you see that one? How they're not growing spiritually? How they ain't going forward? That's one. How that has no works. The only time you open your Bible is when you come to church, you a believer. You hear me? I'm preaching what God says tonight. Huh? Don't you just count on your preacher to read you the Word of God. You hear me? I'll go ahead and say this, just because they call themselves preachers. Bless God, don't make them a preacher either. Notice he's speaking. He said, what doth it profit my brethren? You've got to know who he's speaking to. Just as we're facing it today, he was a facing it then. I want you to look at something just right quick. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you would, to Acts chapter number 5. That word believer means to have faith, to respect a person, or to entrust a person. Preacher, you said it there. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, well, my God's gonna make them right. Oh, and the God of the good times, yes, he's still God in the bad times. And the God of the day is the God of the night. Somebody say amen right there. Hallelujah. Are you happy? Say amen. Amen. Then some of you need to notify your face. Amen. Amen. It's all right. Smile. It's okay. Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That's why the church world's sick. Yeah. In case y'all ain't noticed, my heart rate's up. Amen. Hallelujah. I knew he's going. See? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Huh? That's my response to his ability. Amen. That's good stuff right there. I believe that's going to preach when God gives me that message. Amen. Where did I tell you to go? Acts chapter number 5, right? I want to show you something here in the Word of God, man. Acts chapter number 5. I believe that's where I'm supposed to be going. Acts chapter number 5, I want you to look at verse number 12. By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch right there. Boy, look at that right there. One accord. You can't get God's people in the house of the Lord to get one mind, one accord for nothing anymore.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Hey, it's hard to tell you when you watch that nasty vulgar mess on your television. It's hard to when you're pulling up all that perverse stuff on the internet. It's hard to when you got all that ungodly music coming in your ears. Because what goes in your ear goes to your brain. What goes to your brain goes to your heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Oh, here we go. Now see, now you're getting quiet. Hey, my heart ain't slowed down here. And of the rest, this no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers. Whoa. Believers. Believers. See, it's impossible for you to believe in God, to believe in Jesus, to believe in the Holy Spirit, and not believe His Word. Because this is God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You'll see God face to face, pick your Bible up, read it. What God, amen. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of men and women. Notice what happens in 15 and 16, as soon as they became believers. It wasn't about themselves anymore. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick, into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one of them. The day they become believers, they went out trying to get everybody else to believe. If you are a believer that believes the Word of God, if you're a Christian, you will do your damnedest. What they were trying to do, it wasn't Peter. It was what was on the inside of Peter. Hey, it ain't Preacher Jeff Duncan. It's what's on the inside of Preacher. Hey, you are to get out and get them in, that the preaching of the Word would overshadow their heart. Well, I'm saved, that's all that matters. You believer. You just believe. I ain't even going to call you a believer. You believe it. No worry about it. Soon, as he said, they were believers. They went out, what they experienced. They wanted everybody else to experience. Last Wednesday night, Joshua Youth Camp. We've been praying for my boy for 2 years. He called his mama. Actually, I sent a key home. My wife met him halfway to give him a key to get into the house that we were remodeling there in Gastonia. He said, "Daddy, I need a key." I said, "All right." I said, "I'll get your mama to meet you halfway." I was going and getting that key, and I was rubbing that key. Boy, I was praying. My wife, my daughter didn't know that. He met my son, boy, all of a sudden. He started talking about how it was down at Joshua Youth Camp. You know what happened? He started remembering the goodness of the Lord. He started remembering what it's like to hold God's hand. He started remembering what it's like, how when he had joy, when he could lay down and sleep at night. My wife said he got the crown. He said, "Ask Daddy if he cares if me and my wife comes to Joshua." "How you?" "Well, that's a silly question." I said, "Tell him to come on. Man, we got that old preacher got to preaching. How they asked me to sing altar call. And God laid upon my heart the anchor holds. Oh, I got that second verse. I hear somebody cut loose and shout. Hallelujah, I look up." You say, "Preacher, I bet you shouted." Friend, I was so overtaken. I was such joy, I couldn't say a word. What you saying, preacher? You just got to get them around God's people. I didn't say them people that believe. I said, you got to get them around God's people. People that know what they're singing about. There ain't nothing wrong getting a little bit excited when you sing. There ain't nothing wrong knowing what you're singing about. You got to realize he ain't the song, he's the reason you sing. Why, glory! Got to realize that now. Let's keep it in perspective. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. Miss Daydale, it ain't about you, sis. Lord, no, hey, if there's anything I've learned about this family, you want somebody to tell you the truth, you ask Miss Daydale. Yeah. Whether you, I done had a blow out here. Whether you want to hear it or not, Miss Daydale will tell you the truth. I know I'd get amen out of her tonight. Hey, oh my. You know what that means? There's only been a couple of times I've had two of these things. You know what I do when I get two of these things? That tells me, Lord, hey, now listen, you can call them what? These are snot rags, handkerchiefs, whatever you want to call them. Friend, I'm going to tell you right now, every time I've had two of them, first time I had two, God took me, I was preaching, took me to an airport landing strip. How them fellas get out there and they direct that plane into a, you know what I'm going to do? I say, "Come on in, Holy Ghost." I say, "Come on in." I say, "Come on in. You go to that pew. You go to that pew. You go to that pew. You go, hey, I'm just going to direct them on here. Well, just come on. Get over here. Get over here. Just get out of it, everyone.
Hey. Glory.
Can I turn one of them buttons now? You say you believe, but aren't you a Christian?
Yeah.
Hey, once they whooping things out, whether you like it or not, the airport's landing. Whether you like it or not, Holy Ghost fixing to jump all over you. He is. And if you're just a believer and you ain't a Christian, we're going hallelujah everywhere. Not only Acts 5, but look at 1 Timothy chapter number 4. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Oh my gracious. He said, preacher, you having heart problems? I sure am. But that don't mean that my heart ain't right. You hear me? I'm responding to His abilities. Because without Him, I can do nothing. What did I tell you? That's what I say. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Huh? Now watch this. Let no man, verse number 12, Timothy. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example, not to. It does not say, be thou an example to the believers. It means show them how to be a believer. He said, you set that example. He said, it don't matter how what they talk about your age. Man, I remember when I first started preaching, people introduced me as their pastor. He's awful young. Man, that got on my nerves. I said, what you want me to do, dye my hair gray? You know, gray hair does not mean godly wisdom.
Right.
Earthly, yes, and I take that. I respect my elders. Sure. They've lived a long life, and these things they've learned in life. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Do some of us young bucks, yep, still wet behind the ears. It'd do us some good to sit down and talk with them every once in a while.
Right.
Amen. Now, I'm talking about God's wisdom. He said there, 1 Timothy 4 and 12. I'm trying to hurry. No, I'm not. I'm just preaching. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Now watch this. How you going to tell a believer in word?
That's it.
I'm fixing to preach. That'd be all right. I feel like jumping over this table, but that's me. I ain't going to do it. Lord, don't tell me to do it. Amen. I know what I'll land on won't be my feet, brother. You carry me out of here. Amen. He said in word, in conversation. Let me go ahead and say this. That word conversation means conduct. It means you act like a Christian on the outside, just like you do on the inside. How will you know a believer that's a Christian in word, in conversation, in charity? Oh, now watch this now. Now don't get scared. In spirit.
Amen.
Can I give you some scripture on that right there? He said, without the Spirit, you are none of His. Huh? Yeah, sis, just go ahead and say, preacher, you full of it. Tell me, sis. Yes, I sure am. Brother, just go ahead and tell me, say it. Well, yes, I sure am. You say, preacher, what you talking about? He said, be not drunk with wine. Where does excess, but rather be you filled with the Spirit of God. In other words, if they're a believer, not a Christian, it'd be a bunch of dead heads. They call you a charismatic. Y'all got all them emotions going on. He said, lift up holy hands. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I believe it was David that danced in the Lord. Can I tell you the only way you've got to show God is with your emotions? You let them call it emotionalism. You let them call me charismatic. You know what I call them? A believer and not a Christian. That's right. Go ahead and tell me I'm full of it. Yes, I sure am. Well, you full of it.
Yes, I am.
You get up. You get up.
Yes, sir.
Wow! It's all right. It's okay. Preacher Scott's having a pretty good day. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. Are you a Christian? Are you just a believer? Preacher, listen, you don't know nothing about me. You got that right. I don't know it all. But I know the know-it-all. Hey, I know the one that knows everything. And if there was not a believer and not a Christian in here, God would not have given me this message. So I know beyond the shadow of a doubt there's some believers in here that ain't Christians. Preacher, don't you judge me. Judgment must begin at the house of God. You gripe about the White House all you want to. Church house ain't going to get straightened out till we get our houses straightened. Did I read that? Where did I stop at? Oh, I got in the spirit then. That scares me. Amen. Paul, when he came to himself. You ever done that? You just get all full of it. And then you come to yourself. You'll be like, what did I just do? Huh? Some of y'all don't know nothing about that. Huh? Oh, who don't know nothing about that? That's some dignified people. You have any grateful part? Just ask for some good old mustard. Ask for some good old Holy Ghost preaching. Hey, drop your dignification. Pick up your sanctification. And let God fill you. You say you believe, but are you a Christian? Are you a Christian, Preacher Jacob? My God, my God. Everybody look at Preacher Jacob. Can't you make that chair rise up? Brother, rise to the occasion. Can you come on down here with me? This is living proof of James chapter number 2. Oh, dear God in heaven. Brother, once you get here, can you turn around right there and face the congregation? Ain't room for him to turn around. That'd be all right. Hey, he knows how to drive. He said, shut up and let me drive this thing. Yeah. Yes, sir. Sure enough, preacher, go right ahead. You want to know how I know that this my brother's a Christian? Now, we cannot judge according to sentencing. That is God's job. But the Bible says you can tell a tree by their fruit. Bless God, you got ever. What is their fruit? Bless God, that's their work, what they bring forth. Can I tell you what I've seen out of this young man since I've known him? Hey, I've seen him in the Word. I've seen his conversation. I've seen him in charity. I've seen him in spirit. Even in his situation, in faith, he still has faith in God. What is that excuse? And in purity. Now watch, can I use you as an illustration tonight, brother? Yeah. All right, now listen, when you get full of it, you take that side, I get this side.
Come on, man. There you go.
Now don't you get excited, you Christian.
Can I ask you a few questions? Now, I'm not trying to put him on the spot. I only do what the Lord tells me to do when he tells me to do it. You see my... Hey, listen, ain't nobody in here working no harder than I am.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Yes, sir, I'm sweating through my britches, but that's all right. You know, every time I sweat that bad and I'm preaching, you know, I say to myself, I sure am glad I ain't going to hell. It gets that hot in the church, man. I could come. What's this? Preacher Jacob, has your feet ever walked the ground of this earth? Now, you know, sometimes you get so full of it, you just can't do it. People will look at Preacher Jacob and they'll feel sorry for him because he can't walk. Can I tell you something about his purity? Can I tell you something about his charity, about his faith? Even though his feet have never touched this earth to walk on it, he still keeps his faith. You know how he keeps his faith? By his works.
Right.
But see, here's why you should not feel sorry for my believer brother that is a Christian because he has proven his faith by his works. How can I feel sorry for somebody that never had to walk foot on this sinful earth? The first place you'll ever walk will be the street that is of pure gold. Why in God's name would you feel sorry? He's never had to walk on this sinful earth. And the moment he begins to walk, we'll be on the street of transparent gold. Wow. Preacher Jacob's mama, I always call her Yvonne. Is it Yvonne?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, Yvonne. Yvonne. Yeah. You didn't tell me that. Huh?
Why?
He's an English major, too. I'm trying to hurry, watch. First time I heard of this, my brother preach, I heard of what he had and how he was afflicted. And my thought was, you know, I'm just going to go back him up. You know, I'm going to support him. He's doing more than a lot of other Christians to do.
Amen.
Say amen. Say amen, that's her. He's doing more right now. I know he'll do more tomorrow than some of the believers that ain't Christians sitting under the sound of my voice right now.
Amen.
When I first heard him preach, his mama got up there. And I thought, can I tell you what I thought? I said, what in the world is she doing up there? That's what I thought. I said, he's supposed to be one doing preaching. But you know, now listen to me now. I'm not criticizing his mother, not at all. No, sir. It got me intrigued. I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? And he began to speak now, just like he was telling me. See, I can't understand him a lot of times. Now listen, you say what you want to say. After about 3 minutes of his preaching, I don't even notice Miss Yvonne's there. No offense, sis, but you vanished. Poof, you go. My wife will notice me sometimes and say, where'd his mama go? I say, I don't know. But here, when he preaches, now listen, when we get to heaven, there won't be no need of preaching. You've been living with the Word. You ain't got to preach the Word.
That's right.
Right there. Some of y'all missed that on a good shout right there. You missed it. He's shouting.
I'm going to tell you right now, I know if that young man could, he'd get up and run right now. Yeah. Some of you can and won't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Preacher, you criticize us. No, faith without works is dead.
Right.
But every time I hear him preach, Mom, oh, we done pulled Mom in the picture. Mom, you just full of it. You know what?
Amen. Yes.
Hey, that's a good thing. Now, there's some of y'all I can't look at and tell you you're full of it.
Amen.
Well, yeah, I can, but... Hammer, 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 hammer. Right there. Full of the world. Everybody look up her right now. Now, if he was a preaching, this is what you see. And Miss Yvonne, she poofs, she disappears. You see, because you can't understand what he's saying. So his mom knows exactly what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And she'll, and if you've ever noticed how they get in sync when he's preaching. And when she'll say something, he didn't say, he'll back up and say, That ain't what I said.
Yeah, that's right.
She start quoting NIV. He corrects. No, I'm just kidding. I can't see it. Right. Watch out, preacher. Through his whole life, Mom or Dad's had to explain to people what he's saying. And see, some of you just... I feel so sorry for him. The day he's able to speak clear, you know who the first one he's going to talk to is. Hey, some of y'all didn't answer. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be Jesus. And I believe he's going to say with a loud and a clear voice, standing on his feet, Jesus, I love you. But we feel sorry for him. Raise your hands up, preacher. Raise them up as high as you can get them.
Thank you.
Pull them back down, preacher. If I was to stand right here, could you reach out and hug me? I'm fixing to shout. He's motioning him on in. He said, preacher, what you saying? And when them feeble arms gain their strength, he's going to reach out and he's going to grab the neck of my Lord and Savior, of Jesus Christ. Why? Because his faith is not dead. He's not just a believer. He's a Christian. Well, now, those of you that are believers but ain't Christians, you'll not get to experience what he's going to get to.
Amen.
That's right. No, I ain't being mean to you. Everybody look at me. I ain't being mean to you. I ain't being mean to you. I'm preaching the Word of God. Call me a mean-spirited preacher. That's all right. I've been called worse. Go ahead. Talk about me all you want to, brother. I don't live but 5 minutes from your church. I come knocking on your door. Hallelujah. I believe in confrontation. Hey, I ain't a being mean. God knows your heart. He knows everything about you. He knows every word you say. He knows every word you think before you ever say it.
Amen, brother.
You believe it, are you a Christian? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are. You preaching tomorrow night?
Amen. Yeah.
You know what he's going to preach tomorrow? You say you believe, are you a Christian? Jacob Berry style. Amen. Brother, I love you and I appreciate you. I'm not trying to embarrass you in any way, shape, or form. Now watch now. I got one more, and then I got one more verse of scripture, and I'm going to be done. Preacher, what's that thing right there in your neck? Okay, what is the venom? Now, I know, but I want to clarify to these bunch of dead people that don't breathe anymore. Can I preach, preacher? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Why ain't you praying? What, you done quit breathing?
Amen.
I don't see no blue people. There ain't nobody that started stinking in here, so you still breathing. Everybody hold your finger up. Come on, hold your finger up. Turn it sideways. Put it under your nose, not in your nose. If there's anything coming out, God said to praise Him.
Amen.
Hey, full of it. That ventilator's for what? Anybody in here when he took that thing off and preached?
Yeah.
Ah! Yes, he did. See, now watch. That right there breathes for him. That puts air in and brings air out, right? Am I right? Okay. Wow. Has he ever been able to breathe on his own? Okay, what? Okay, if you're not preaching and you pull it off, what happens to you? And what happens if you continue to leave it off? Okay, what happens if you continue to keep it off? If you leave it off, and you keep leaving it off, cardiac arrest, and you keep leaving it off, what happens to you eventually? So what you're saying is without that right there, physically you'd die.
Yeah, within 50 minutes.
Within 50 minutes. When he took that thing off and he put it right there, and I felt that breath come out of it. See, in 5 days, God spake the heavens. He said, star, you hang there. Moon. Light, dark, mountains, rivers, streams, oceans. Ocean, you can only come this far. Why? Because I said so.
Amen.
Star, you got to stay right there. Why? Because I said so. Sun, right here's where you stay because I said so. See, God spake everything into existence, or did He?
Amen.
Not everything. He touched us. He took His hands and made us. Oh, and not only that, the Bible said that He breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Can I tell you, he may not be able to breathe, but when he gets there, he'll be with the breath of life forevermore. And why are you feeling sorry for him? But I'll say this, and maybe he'll preach it tonight. I'm going to say it like Preacher Jacob would say it. I feel sorry for you. All of this, and still he serves God. All of this, and still he keeps going. Show me your faith, or show me your faith by your works, and I'll, or show me, how does it say it? Some preacher help me. Huh? Yeah, show me your works by your faith, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You know what he's doing? He's showing you his faith by his works. Knowest thou not, O vain church, that faith without works Go ahead and head on back there. You say you believe, but are you a Christian? You say you believe there is one God and thou dost well. But the devils also believe and tremble. I want everybody, every eye on me tonight. I want you to listen to God and you listen to God good. Now I know there's been things that I've said and you've laughed about it, but I am serious. Friend, if you have no works to prove your faith is dead. Amen. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Do you know what sin is? You could sum up sin. Some people say, well, sin's this and sin's... Sin is sin in God's eyes. We can sum sin up in one word. Preacher, no, you can't. Well, yes, I can. Disobedience. Every person that dies and goes to hell, they go to hell because of disobedience. They don't go because they're a drunkard. They're a drunkard because they disobeyed God's word. They didn't go because there was a whore or a whoremonger or an idolater. They go because of being disobedient to God. Now, I'm going to ask you, you're sitting on the front pew, don't get mad at me, it's your fault. You say you believe, but are you a Christian? You're full of it, ain't you? It'd do the church world good to be full of it this day. I believe James knew what he was talking about there. If you go on, I'm just going to follow the Lord. If you go on 1 Peter chapter number 4, you read 1 through 19, and you'll say, he says in 1 Peter chapter number 4, 1 through 19, he says that if ye suffer as a... Thank you, preacher. Did not say you'll suffer as a believer. That if ye suffer as a Christian. Yes. You know why they called them Christians? Because they was like Christ-like. Yeah. They was them Christ people. Yeah. See, Christian wasn't a... I mean, it wasn't a... It wasn't... I mean, you know, that was a slang word. Not them Christians, them Christ-like people. But if ye suffer as a Christian. How else can you tell the difference between a believer and a Christian? A believer never suffers. Why is that? Because there's pleasure in sin for a season. Preacher, show me then about a Christian. Well, thanks for asking. I will. They that live godly. Now watch. If you talking about that promise just a minute ago. It said shall. They that live godly shall suffer persecution. That's a promise. If you live right, you will suffer as a Christian. Now watch this. Many are the afflictions of the believer, of the righteous. You know what righteous means? It means right living. You know who lives right? Not believers, Christians.